Tennessee.
WNOX, Oak Ridge, Knoxville.
Connecting Knoxville to the rest of the world for over 90 years.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They're looking for survivors near Waco, Texas, after a fertilizer factory caught fire, then blew up.
People were screaming and running.
The explosion leveled homes and businesses for blocks.
Just like a tornado, things flying everywhere in the air. Things were hitting my car.
Some are dead, many more hurt. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Now, Dave, 5 to 15 people are believed to be dead in the town of West Texas outside Waco.
We are hoping that we will recover folks that maybe have not been able to get out from the rubble.
And that police spokesman says more than 160 are injured and were taken to area hospitals. Blood centers are already calling for donations. Some accounts say the fireball that erupted and rocketed sky high could be seen and felt tens of miles away. The flames are now controlled, and next they'll worry about air toxicity, Dave.
Yeah, but about a dozen Boston Marathon bombing victims remain in critical condition, however.
In general, patients are getting better, and we are happy with their progress.
Dr. Peter Burke at the Boston Medical Center. As for the investigation,
we know that authorities have been poring over all the photos and all the video that the public has brought forward, and they've managed to isolate some people that they're interested in. They're not calling them suspects. They'd like to talk with these folks.
Fox's Molly Line in Boston. President Obama is headed there now for an interfaith service in 2 hours. A man who likes to impersonate Elvis, now behind bars in Mississippi, accused of sending suspicious letters to Washington, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
He is 45-year-old Corinth, Mississippi resident Paul Kevin Curtis, arrested at his home yesterday afternoon. He's well known to authorities as a prolific letter writer, at one time accusing authorities of a conspiracy to sell human body parts on the black market. His arrest comes after two letters intended for President Obama and Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker initially tested positive for the poison ricin. Dave?
Rich, unemployment held steady last week. First-time jobless claims rose slightly to 352,000. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
Hi, thanks for listening to me, your conscience. You should think about switching to GEICO. They could save you money on car insurance, which is great. How? Well, GEICO has great discounts, including multi-car, defensive driver, and good driver. Makes sense. So, switch to GEICO because you could save money, and let's retire the Hawaiian shirt with socks and sandals combo. Thanks.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that batteries eventually give up, but we never do. Not when it comes to service. Need a new battery? At Advance, we'll install an AutoCraft battery for you free. That's a value of $20. You shouldn't have to give up any more of your hard-earned cash for great service. There, I said give up, but just to make a point. Fast, free battery installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts. With purchase on most vehicles, see store for details.
The NRA cheered the Senate for not passing a gun control measure to expand background checks to gun shows and online sales, saying that would not prevent violence or make schools safer. President Obama couldn't disagree more.
This was a pretty shameful day for Washington.
A blistering scolding from President Obama after the defeat of key gun control measures in the Senate. The president accusing Republicans and some Democrats of caving to pressure from the gun rights lobby.
It begs the question, Who are we here to represent?
But the president, who hopes Democrats regain control of the House in the midterm election, saw an opportunity in this defeat.
The American people are going to have to sustain some passion about this. And when necessary, you've got to send the right people to Washington.
The president saying gun control supporters need to be better organized and more intent. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
A weather alert from the Red Cross, far different than the kinds of warnings we get here in the U.S. This one for Afghanistan warns of warm weather spiking violence, that the nicer spring is ushering in more insurgent attacks. April's already been the deadliest month of the year. A terror bust in the Middle East.
The seven people arrested are described as Arabs who've been recruiting, financing, and helping Al-Qaeda logistically in the United Arab Emirates. The state news agency saying the cell was planning to harm public safety and had been trying to export its activities to other countries in the region. In December, the UAE said it had broken up a terror cell comprising local nationals and Saudis. There's no word of any connection to the latest arrests. Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
They're getting ready to rock in L.A. Tonight's Heart goes into the Hall of Fame. So does Randy Newman, Donna Summer, and Albert Hall, and Public Enemy. But frontman Flavor Flav has a scheduling conflict. He's due in court in Las Vegas today, accused of threatening his girlfriend's 17-year-old son with a butcher knife during an argument. Again, the Rock Hall ceremony is tonight in Los Angeles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Best choice for news, sports, traffic, and weather. Partnered with WBIR.com. This is 100.3 WNOX.
I'm Tanya Stout-Brown, WNOX News. We expect more from our government employees. Those are the words of a district attorney following the indictment of 24 current or former employees of the Internal Revenue Service in Tennessee. They're all accused of stealing from the government. Altogether, they are said to have received a combined total of more than $250,000 worth of benefits, things like unemployment benefits, food stamps, welfare, and housing vouchers. Curtis Harper will be sentenced on June 26th for the fatal hit and run that killed Nelson Soto Sr., Chastity Thornell, and Thornell's unborn baby last year. But he's already in jail today. After the guilty verdict yesterday, prosecutors insisted Harper be jailed immediately, and the judge had no problem with that. There was a mandatory 45-day sentence for one of the DUI charges he was convicted on. Second and third degree burns cover most of a man's body today. The Knoxville Fire Department reports it happened at United DMS off Western Avenue late yesterday. The company recycles X-ray film and uses a solution of steam, sodium hydroxide, and lime to pull silver away from the old X-ray film. And that, firefighters say, is where the burns came from. A Davidson County chancellor has ordered the State Department of Children's Services to make 50 case files available to the media. They are the most recent files involving the deaths of children, but the media has to pay 50 cents for each copy. I'm Tanya Stout-Brown, WNOX News.
If you want a welfare state, and if you want to police the world and pay for the defense of Japan and Germany, you not only need the income tax, you need the Federal Reserve to print up the money. We think the government should be much smaller.
Now on WNOX, tune in every weekday for Ron Paul's America. Mornings at 8:30 and afternoons at 5:30.
During the next decade, the American people will become poorer and less free, while they become more dependent on the government for economic security.
Ron Paul's America, weekdays on 100.3 WNOX.
Good Thursday morning. The weather is brought to you by Powell Auction and Realty. From the WNOX Weather Center, this is Kim Sims-Thomas with a look at your local forecast. For Knoxville and the surrounding area today, mostly sunny, low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers late, low 60s. Friday, showers and thunderstorms around 70. For Southeast Kentucky today, sunshine near 84. Tonight, cloudy, early morning showers around 60. Friday, showers and storms, mid-60s. This Saturday, unreal bankruptcy and repo auction. Call cars, homes, boats, and more. Details at PowellAuction.com. Keeping you informed, we are 100.3 WNOX.
I'm sorry you had to listen to this, people. It just happens on this show.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of news and song, but of time. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of comedy. That's the red light camera up ahead. Your next stop, the Ed and Bob Show.
Wow, how about that?
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Welcome back into this beautiful day. The Ed and Bob Show, 100.3 WNOX out of Knoxville, Tennessee. It's 9 minutes now after 9 o'clock. I'm Ed Brantley along with my partner Bob Thomas over here. Good morning,
hey.
Bob.
Hey.
Good Mike morning. Howard. And,
hey.
And also we have, hey, David hey. Thompson. And in the studio with us this morning, Dr. Ed Jones. Good morning, Dr. Jones. Whoops, we'll get your mic on here in just a second. Good morning, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for
we'll try again. Wait just a second. Good morning, Dr. Jones.
Good morning.
Well, we'll try it again in a second.
Just tap it until it works. Yeah, there, he's on there.
You know what always, well, the first tool you always take in your toolbox, don't you?
What's that?
Hammer. That's the first thing you try to fix anything. You hit it with a hammer.
And it works eventually.
Try it.
Well, I've always been told that when you get ready to do a job, take the hammer and hit your thumb first.
because you're going to do it eventually.
Just get it over with, right? All right, Dr. Jones, you have been talking about ancestry with us, and you were here recently, and I know people listening are very interested in where did I come from? Where did my family come from? And millions of people in this country are doing searches to try to find those things out. And we're going to reveal some things that you shared with us today. But just to start off, for people who haven't shared with us, what do people do when they're looking for their ancestors and where they came from?
Well, the first thing you need to do is go back and talk to all your relatives, especially the older ones, before they either pass away or develop dementia. Write down everything that they have to share about individuals. Mm-hmm. And birth dates, death dates, but not just that. Just those, that information by itself can get really boring after a while. Write down stuff about individuals. And I'll give you an example. I had a great uncle that lived next door to my grandmother. His name was Uncle Fan. He is a Baptist preacher, and he was a farmer. And he liked to hunt, and we used to go down and visit with him if he was sitting on the porch. And one day he told me a story, and I never forgot it. He was out fox hunting one day, and they heard a thunderstorm coming in, and they knew they were too far away from the house to get back home in time, so they decided they better look around. They're going to get drenched. And they saw a little church hanging out the edge of a road. They decided there's just enough space up under that to get in the drive. So they ran up there, barely got under this church before the rain hit. And it didn't take long. He realized there was a church service taking place above him. And being a preacher, he wanted to see what this preacher was preaching. It might give him an idea about his next sermon. So he stuck his ear right up next to the base of the floor, and he heard this preacher say, "If Gabriel blows his whistle, will everybody be ready?" Well, everybody started jumping out of their pews and saying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, let Gabriel blow his whistle. We are ready." Well, as soon as he heard that, he pulled out that fox trumpet, and he blew that thing as loud as he could, and he emptied that church because nobody was ready. Stuff like that you need to collect and put it in your family history.
Right.
It must have been your family, Bradley.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that. Well, and you learn things from different people, too. I was doing a remote broadcast for a country station, an IGA store in Granger County in Rutledge. And it was beside this old house, and this old man came out of the house, and George introduced me to this old man. They called him the general, and he was the attorney general for that district, or maybe, I don't know, for what other areas. And he says, "Brantley," he's very old, about in his 90s, and he says, "Brantley, huh?" He said, "I hung a Brantley one time for stealing a horse." I said, "You're kidding. I thought he was joking." He's serious. And it was in the same county that my family came from, so it might have been, you know. I mean, those things like that. So most people hear about their family from their parents and their grandparents and old Bibles and things like that.
What they think is true and is passed down.
Right.
But it may or may not be exactly true. It may just be a little hearsay or, well, that's what my mom told me, and then another mom, and somebody down the line wants to dress it up a little bit.
But we found out, talking with Ed and other things during the last few years doing this show, that there are places that were not meant to, that wasn't put together. Like, for instance, I'm talking about the Ancestry Library out in Salt Lake City at the Mormon.
That's the largest one.
And it wasn't done so that you can find out where your ancestors are from. They want to know the name of everyone ever on the face of the earth, right?
That's correct.
Because they want to baptize them. That's the Mormon thing. But the rest of us people who are not Mormons can go there and research your family.
Baptize them by proxy.
Know what they're doing. All right, I'm sorry.
And even if they're already deceased.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So we did these tests. Last time you were with us, you told us about some places we can go to find out where we're from. And we did DNA tests. We swabbed our mouth and we sent it in. And, you know, I've did it for two different things. And we sent in, we got the results back, and we shared it with the doc here. And so, what do you think? Are we like distant brothers or something? Or?
Well,
probably not.
I just realized, listen to the last hour, the greatest conspiracy of all times is it's I'm related to Ed Brantley.
And we are related, aren't we?
And the DNA proves it.
Yeah, we are related. And I wonder how many people in the world today are related. Because we all came from the very same start, so somewhere along the line.
If you go back far enough, say, for instance, just the DNA studies, there is a theoretical person called Y-DNA Adam, because all the lines of people converge in eastern Africa about 60,000 years ago. And there's a mitochondria Eve. You get the mitochondria DNA just from the maternal line, and that converges in about 120,000 years ago in the same area. So if you go back far enough, you will be related to everyone.
So what's the deal on me and Ed? Do we have the latest scoop on this? You going to share it with us?
Well, you're related if you go far enough back.
Oh, that's, all, that's it?
We brought you in here
for that? For that?
All right.
All right, now we got to film another 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that was the big reveal.
Well, in looking at the site, in looking at the site for the DNA things, in my particular case, Bob, and I'll share this what I see on the computer screen for me here, that I go back all the way back to most of my ancestors are from United Kingdom, totally. I don't share a lot with other countries in the world, so I'm from England, and I did not know that prior to doing this, that the Brantley clan came from England.
Well, it proves you didn't come from Mexico.
Right, and a lot of Brantleys thought they came from Mexico into the United States. Of course, came from England doing that, but I think that's pretty interesting to me. And the oldest, I was trying to find it here. The oldest person that we can find on here that goes back to me is Edward Brantley in England. And come on up here. Anyway, it was in 1500s.
Yeah, he's the one that came over to Isle of Wight in 1638 as an indentured servant to John Seward. Mm-hmm. We'd mentioned that earlier. What's interesting about your Y chromosome results, it basically confirmed all the stuff I'd already figured out. But if you study that list close enough, you match somebody that traced their line back to a Joshua that came over at about the same time that Edward Brantley come over. Now, that's going to give me a clue when I go back out to Salt Lake City. He gives me another name to look for to see if I can't pick up the search again. This DNA don't do everything for you. It's just a tool in a genealogist toolbox. When you come to dead ends, it comes in very handy to have these results. But this Joshua is going to be a very exciting person to look for.
And in Bob's case, tell us what you found out about Bob.
Well, the results I've seen from his, your results came from a familytreeDNA.com. Bob shared results earlier from a company called DNAConsultants.com. They don't look for specific matches. They look for ethnicity backgrounds. That helps you. It's a guide. And what this guy, this Dr. Yates out of Arizona, he has gone around the world, sampled over 400 clear ethnic backgrounds of people, and he'll look through your DNA and give you an idea of the top 10 that they match. And he matched a few people from, I guess, up in Russia. That probably explains why he liked hockey at one point, ice hockey.
So I've got history. Some of my ancestry is from Russia.
Well, if any of your... like your sister, you said she was doing your DNA at the last show.
Right.
Or doing your family
genealogy,
history.
Genealogy, yeah.
If she comes to a dead end, you know, that could be a clue to her why there may be a dead end. She may need to look for the Russia link.
Wow.
Well, how about that, comrade? And where did your mother say you came from?
England.
England.
She must be a Russian spy.
Yeah,
she never shared that with me.
I'm thinking something's going on here.
I'm catching on now.
All right, we're talking about ancestry and hunting mirrors. 865-243-8255. Join us on the air if you want to. 865-243-8255. We'll be right back.
Best choice for news, sports, traffic, and weather. Partnered with WBIR.com. This is 100.3 WNOX.
Phoenix Conversions is huge. Since 1987, Phoenix Conversions has been East Tennessee's first choice for truck accessories. Whatever you need for your truck, they have it. Inside Phoenix's huge 5,000 square foot showroom, they have over 20 different truck bed covers on display. How about a spray-on bed liner to protect your truck bed? Phoenix Conversions has been doing spray-on bed liners for over 15 years, and right now, get a professionally installed Bullet spray-on bed liner for most trucks only $395 and get a lifetime warranty. That's right, $395 for a Bullet spray-in bedliner. That's huge. Boats, campers, and trailers will be out to enjoy the springtime weather, and Phoenix Conversions has hitches, receiver style, gooseneck, and RV hitches. Do it all in one stop. Hitch, wiring, and brake controls. Phoenix Conversions can even store your boat, camping trailer, or RV inside their huge new warehouse. Call Phoenix today and find out why all your family, friends, and neighbors say when it has to be the best, call Phoenix Conversions. 670-4060. They're huge. Located just off Weisgarber Road, across from the main post office.
For many Americans, owning your own business is a dream come true. And many business owners rely on help from others to reach their potential. That's where SCORE comes in. With more than 12,000 volunteers ready and willing to help businesses succeed.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business already in business.
For nearly 50 years, SCORE mentors have been helping businesses get off the ground, achieve their goals, and realize their dreams.
What's even better than dreams is making a dream come true.
Come join us and help tomorrow's business success stories unfold today. Your advice and expertise can make all the difference in the world.
I believe one person can make a difference.
Small business owners need you.
Volunteer your expertise. You've got it. Share it.
Volunteer your expertise today at score.org.
WNOX, Dr. Ed Jones in the studio talking about searching for those ancestors and where'd you come from. You know, people around East Tennessee, one place you can look for people is graveyards. And there's a family graveyard for almost everyone somewhere. If you're from, when you go to that area, back to where, is it where your mother or your grandmother, or where would you start with something like that?
Well, there's probably dozens and dozens of cemeteries for every family. If I'm not mistaken, the first Brantley in this part of the country was a Thomas Brantley. He's buried up there at the Chuckswan area at Mossy Springs. And he came over in the 1790s, right about the time Tennessee became a state. And I would assume that would be your family cemetery. Most of the people buried there are Brantleys.
Well, that works, and you know, and as I guess as you go back, it's for instance. Let me ask you this question: and whenever I go to Georgia or Florida or anything, I run into a lot of Brantleys, but they're black Brantleys. Am I related to them?
Well, I think most of the blacks in this country, they took on the last name of a former slave owner when they were freed. And it's possible one of the old Brantleys might have had some slaves at one point in time that took on that name. Some of those matches that you have genetically do have some people that moved into Georgia You'll notice there's a lot of them in North Carolina and Virginia as well.
Well, I know the Tennessee Brantleys, we were just slaves ourselves. We didn't have any slaves, that's for sure. All right, it's 925-865-243-8255. If you'd like to get on the air with us, ask us some questions or share some stories about yours. I've got a traffic report here. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Good listening to you today. I'm on I-40 East at 357, and we are stopped.
Now you got to help us out a little bit.
Where is I-40 East at 357?
Buttermilk Road.
Oh.
Out between Kingston and Buttermilk Road. Right now, that's where I am.
Okay.
There was an earlier accident there this morning, real early. An overturned tractor-trailer truck. And there was one lane open for a while. Now, they might have stopped the traffic to remove the wreckage.
Geez, I should have been listening earlier, huh?
There you go.
Well, that's what we advise most people to do. It's usually the best thing you can possibly do. Thanks for your call. 926-865-243-8255. If you'd like to join us, now's the time to do it. Hey, Men Farragut Men's Barbershop is now open in Farragut with a great haircut at a reasonable price. All you have to do is walk in. No appointment necessary. 11,420 Kingston Pike. This is just west of Campbell Station. On the left there, tell Greg that Bob Thomas sent you. And check them out online at menshaircut.com.
Oh, all right, and we got some text messages here. It says, be careful looking at your ancestry via DNA. You may find some things you might not want to find some things, people you're related to.
Well, whatever the truth is the truth.
It is the truth. That's right. You got to believe it. And also, here's someone says, I found my birth mother after looking for nearly 40 years, and I found them through Ancestry.com. So, Ed, a lot of people who are adopted, I'm sure they're some want to find their birth relatives, don't they?
Yep, and I've helped a couple find their birth mothers, and the main reason they're interested in this is to figure out what medical disorders they may be susceptible to. But like I said at the last show, Family Tree DNA and this DNA consultants don't look into the medical stuff. This is just to help you find people. For those individuals that want to find out what the risk factors are, there's a company called 23andMe. That's the number 23andme.com. And again, you do the sample at home. It can't be used against you, but it will tell you what those risk factors are for these people that are adopted that are simply looking for that.
Hey, good morning, Carl. You're on the air with Dr. Jones.
Yes, sir. I'd like to. My last name is Noah, and there's not like 1,200 of them in the United States. I was wondering if you could tell me where that name come from.
N-O-A-H, Noah?
Yeah, just like the art.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Well, if you were to go to FamilyTreeDNA.com and order the Y chromosome marker, you might get an idea where that came from. You can also get on Ancestry.com and search for that surname. Actually, you can probably Google that, and they'll tell you what that name means. And a lot of times that'll tell you where it's from, and that won't cost you anything. But the Y chromosome can help you trace that back.
Hey, Rob, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, guys. Sounds like an interesting program. I got a question, though, for the gentleman. This has become more, advertised and promoted lately. One of the concerns I had was what type of security do these groups have for this type of DNA? I never feel comfortable giving out that type of personal information that could get kind of lost out there in the ether and be used for God knows what. So what type of security do they have in place for this type of research?
Well, there's quite a bit of security, actually. With the exception of 23andme.com, and even that's not certifiable because no one sees you do this test at home. Your neighbor could do it. With the exception of that, the other companies do not even look at the parts of the DNA that predict whether or not you might be susceptible for Alzheimer's, you know, things like that. And the only people that see the match are the people that match you. They'll get your email address, and that's it. There's nothing else that goes out. Now, you can share a phone number, but the default is that's even turned off. So all these people that matched Ed Brantley here, they'll see his email, and that's all they're going to see. and it'll give a prediction of how far back generations that you have to go in order to come up with a common ancestor. But it's very secure, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
And I haven't been notified. I did get an email from someone that said that they were a match. They noticed on the site that they were a match to me, but I haven't. No one's contacted me or tried to sell me anything or anything else. Good morning, Stephen. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I had a question for Dr. Jones.
Okay.
I was able to trace my family history back to, pretty confident, to 1803. But beyond that, I found one individual that may have immigrated from Switzerland in 1753. But it's not too, I'm not confident in that. And I'm wondering if this DNA matching may help me, because of the issue that I'm running into is the last names seem to change, or possibly when they immigrated over, just from different language barriers, probably. I'm not sure why, but I was just wondering if this may help me kind of trace it back further.
Is that along the mail line, the surname line? If it's on the surname line, dad to dad to dad, the Y chromosome can go back pretty far. And that could be helpful, but if it's somewhere else in your family that you might have a male to female and then back to a male again, you have to use the family finder. But the thing about that, that's only sensitive out to about fourth cousins. The most popular test is that Y chromosome. So if you're looking
it might help you then.
It could help. Yeah. I will add that a lot of times the last name changed because people couldn't read and write, and when census takers came around to collect census records, they just wrote down what they thought you were telling them. You know, if you didn't know how to read and write, you couldn't tell them how to spell it. And I probably got a cousin on here listening, a fourth cousin. We've been trying to do this DNA to trace an Anderson line back, and we're coming up with all these Lees. And we concluded, more than likely, that one of these Andersons was on the run from the law. And we think he changed his last name to keep from getting caught.
Oh, those crazy Andersons. All right, we'll be back with Deborah and Jim and your call, too, at 865-243-8255. It's 9:32 here with the Ed and Bob Show.
I've been open all along. Things wouldn't turn out right. If I could find a wishing star.
East Tennessee's choice for Fox News Radio, 100.3 WNOX.
I'm Tanya Stout Brown, WNOX News. Two dozen current or former employees of the Internal Revenue Service in Tennessee are being called to court to answer charges they stole from the government. A federal indictment says 13 IRS employees lied to get unemployment benefits, food stamps, welfare, and housing vouchers. 11 more have been indicted for theft by the state. Altogether, they allegedly received more than $250,000 illegally. U.S. Attorney Edward Stanton III tells the Tennessean they were brazenly stealing from law-abiding American taxpayers. If you own a home in Knox County, get ready. The Property Assessor's Office is in the process of sending out updated value for the places where we live. Whatever your home is worth, that's what's used to determine what your property taxes will be. Property is assessed in Knox County every 4 years. The last time was in 2009, when we were in a full real estate crisis. And those assessments raised the ire of a lot of property owners in Knox County. The office expects fewer complaints this time. You might want to share this story with your kids so they'll know better. An 11-year-old girl in Blount County has been placed in custody and charged with delinquency by civil rights intimidation. Her alleged crime? Writing a letter threatening adults who work at her school. She is said to be a student at Heritage Middle School who was disgruntled because she got in trouble. No weapons were involved. I'm Tanya Stout Brown, WNOX News.
When you need to be on time and get there safely, trust Pete Michaels to clear the way with East Tennessee's only credible traffic reports. With more than 30 years' experience, Pete is the only airborne reporter. He uses advanced technology to communicate directly with all emergency agencies. Other area reporters listen to Pete Michaels to find out what's really going on. No computer cameras, no number to dial. Live, up-to-the-minute reports from the sky. Pete Michaels' airborne traffic
on 100.3 WNOX.
Good Thursday morning. The weather is brought to you by Powell Auction and Realty. From the WNOX Weather Center, this is Kim Sims Thomas with a look at your local forecast. For Knoxville and the surrounding area today, mostly sunny, low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers late, low 60s. Friday, showers and thunderstorms around 70. For Southeast Kentucky today, sunshine near 84. Tonight, cloudy, early morning showers around 60. Friday, showers and storms, mid-60s. This Saturday, Unreal Bankruptcy and Repo Auction. Call cars, homes, boats, and more. Details at PowellAuction.com. Keeping you informed, we are 100.3 WNOX.
Your Fox News Radio source, 100.3 WNOX.
One of the worst things a homeowner can face is a wet basement or moldy crawl space because you're breathing that air. Let the waterproofing experts at Master Dry Basement and Crawl Space Systems turn your nightmare into your dream home. Our state-of-the-art patented solutions will dry out your basement or crawl space. We will eliminate unwanted mold and mildew and get rid of those musty smells. We will lock out the moisture forever. The trusted experts at Master Dry Basement and Crawl Space Systems will get rid of it all. In fact, we guarantee it. Call today to schedule your free inspection, 865-951-7137, and say farewell to your wet basement or moldy crawl space forever. That's 865-951-7137, or online at WNOXwaterproofing.com. Master Dry Basement and Crawl Space Systems, 865-951-7137, or online at WNOXwaterproofing.com.
WNOX welcomes the Knoxville Opera's Rossini Festival to downtown Knoxville, April 27. Make your plans now to attend Knoxville's biggest street fair. The Knoxville Opera's Rossini Festival, less than 2 weeks away.
Well, here we go. Ed and I plowing through our ancestry trying to find out from whence we came. And I'm Russian. Ed is... Where are you from, Bradley?
England. United Kingdom, sir.
You seem a little aloof.
Evidently.
So that was
One of the things I've noticed about this, you know, my name is Edward Brantley, right? Mm-hmm. Paul Edward Brantley. And there's no way to have... as my ancestors known, that the earliest Brantley that can be found, because it's not by your first name or stuff, but there is an Edward Brantley in England in the 1500s, and that's as far back as we can find, or that Ed has found. But the interesting thing is that all through these hundreds of years, up until today, there are just hundreds and hundreds of Edward Brantleys. So how did that name get in everyone's mind that, hey, I'm going to name my baby Edward? Because it goes back to that very first Edward. Is that just a coincidence?
Yeah, it's just like a common, goofy kind of name.
Oh, is it?
nothing more than that, really.
Gotcha.
Hey, a little stuffy and aloof. But, you
Deborah,
know.
Good morning. Get me out of here. Hey, Deborah, you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question. I have sort of run into a dead end, and with my job and everything, I don't have a lot of time to do research, and I'm in Kentucky. And I was wondering if he knew anyone that is available for someone to hire himself or someone else that could do the research for us.
There are people out there that will do it. If you got a Seventh-day Adventist church nearby...
not that I know of, no.
If you can find one somewhere, you know, within 50 miles or so, sometimes those guys will help you out. Mm-hmm. They probably list themselves as Latter-day Saints, but we got a couple here in Knoxville, and they're more than willing to help you out at a reasonable rate. You just have to look around for them.
And sometimes, like for instance, in Union County here in East Tennessee, they have a historical society. Knox County has a historical society. And a lot of times they will help you or put you in touch with someone who will help you too. And,
okay.
And look for some, you know, something like that. Sometimes even a retired school teacher or someone who has access to a lot of internet and research could do that too.
Yes. You know, my sister has been going through genealogy for quite some time, and she would actually take the whole weekend and go in some county and go through the cemeteries and county records and all this stuff. And it can be a very tiring job. It's not all found on the internet. That's what I'm getting at. That she's found. So.
Good morning, Jim. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ed. You don't have to look anymore. You found me. I'm your cousin.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, great.
Now,
hi, cousin.
Well, that's what my mom and dad, all those people, they've told me. But my great-grandfather, his name was J.G. Brantley. And he was evidently a brother or a cousin to your grandfather.
Well, how about that?
Well, time's dinner. But,
yeah.
But they've got a book. You might be interested in taking a look at it or whatever, but my aunt, when my grandmother passed away, she was Irene Brantley before she married my grandfather. But when she passed away, she had a book of the Brantley lineage that somebody had put together.
Well, that's cool.
It's pretty interesting.
Well, Jim, I'll tell you what. If you don't mind, give me a call off the air, and I'd like to talk to you about it, okay? Maybe find out some more information.
I'm George and Janie's son-in-law.
Oh.
I'm Gwinnett's husband.
Oh, well, you're just next door then. That ain't no problem at all. Well, great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll get that book to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, Vanessa, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I have hit a brick wall. I have a great-great-grandmother that came over from Sweden in the 1800s. She went to Sanford, Florida, where there was a Swedish community called Uppsala. I have hit a brick wall. I belong to Ancestry, but I have hit a brick wall on trying to find out where this, you know, where this lady came into.
Vanessa, what's your question?
My question is to the doctor, is there anywhere else that I could go to, you know, to possibly find out where she came in at?
Well, when you come to dead ends, that's where the DNA helps you out the most. If it's a long surname, your last name, you'll have to get a male since the females don't carry the Y chromosome. If you got a brother or something, you could do that. But you can always do the family finder, and it's only guaranteed to find out to your fourth cousins. But in some cases, it can detect people as far back as ninth cousins. And you can get that on FamilyTreeDNA.com. Ancestry.com also offers these DNA tests, but they have not been doing it as long as FamilyTreeDNA. So I'd recommend going with FamilyTreeDNA.com. If you do these tests right around the holidays, Christmas, they're usually half off. So.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
I think I saw on the site when I went on there, they said something about $49 there on the first page. So, hey, man, that's a lot. That's about half of what Bob and I had to fork out, but we're glad to do it. Hey, listen, it's 944 100.3 WNOX, 865-243-8255, or send us a text if you've got a question for Dr. Jones.
Or if you've hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
I think she, in her last call, hit a brick wall.
She'd hit a brick
about
wall.
About seven or eight times.
A brick wall.
All right, just about 15 minutes left here. We'll still take your calls, 865-243-8255, and an opportunity for you to ask any questions about this. You know, I was surprised by how many people, like on my testing on the Y chromosome thing, it comes up with all the people that kind of match you and how deep they match you. And then if they're on this register program, they'll sometimes have their email address there where you could drop them an email. And that's kind of cool.
And I guess that can help you.
If you're searching.
And finding out just how you are related and what they're looking, you know, and maybe they can help you in your search because you're in the same. That's the important part.
And some of them have their family tree up there. I've been trying. My sister's going to eventually put our family tree up, and then people could be able to access mine as well. So it's pretty interesting. I mean, instead of going through graveyards and county record books, I mean, it does really help if you've hit a brick wall.
Definitely helpful.
Well, and there's always debate. Always debate. For instance, you know, I was showing a family tree to a family member and said, "Nah, that's not right. It's because so and so did it, and this is what it showed." So, I mean, there could always be debate too. So you find that, Dr. Jones?
Yeah, this thing, it'll help you find mistakes. Everybody's got some mistakes in your family history, but in your case, unfortunately, I learned a conspiracy is true. You're related to me.
DNA is not going to lie, right?
Yeah.
DNA don't lie.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
All right, Tim, Jamie, and Anita all coming up right after this break. We'll be right back.
Clearly, your best choice for News Talk. 100.3 WNOX.
Cinderella, Rossini's Sparkling Happily Ever After. Cinderella in English, on stage at the magnificent Tennessee Theater. Relive your fondest childhood dreams on April 26th or come April 28th when you can bring children in costume on the stage for a photo with the cast. Call for tickets or visit KnoxvilleOpera.com.
It's Rossini time. Join the festivities as Knoxville celebrates the performing arts with an international street fair featuring 5 outdoor stages and over 800 performers. Enjoy over 150 booths of artisans and cuisine and the fabulous wine experience sponsored by the Grill at Highlands Row and Constellation Brands. Knoxville Opera's Rossini Festival. Admission is free, so come on out Saturday, April 27th from 11 to 9 on Gay Street and Market Square.
What do you get when you take the nation's best flipper and the nation's biggest talker?
Fix it or flip it with Chuck Ward.
That's right. Over 20 years of experience of buying, remodeling, and selling real estate in the Knoxville area. And we teach the homeowner everything they need to know about how to repair their own house.
Make sure and check Chuck out every Saturday morning here on WNOX at 10 a.m. That's every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Advanced Appraisals, Tyler Fogarty of Realty Executives, and The Home Depot.
Did I mention I want to fix or flip your house?
I've listened to other programs, you know, on the radio, what people are saying out there. This program is truly the most comprehensive Bible study radio program in the United States. And I challenge anybody to show me another program that delves into the scriptures the way you guys do.
Christian Questions, taking your calls live every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 on WNOX 100.3. The conversation continues online with exclusive audio, video, and much more at ChristianQuestions.net.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
She looked good,
looked good,
she looked fine.
As most of my ancestors did, looked really good. 948. And you know, by the way, if you lived in the Virginia area, and your last name is Thomas or Woody or things like that, you can actually go to, I have this website called ThomasAncestors.com. And my sister's done a wonderful job of putting together our ancestors. So if you live in that area and you have a name like that, you can go there and maybe you possibly are related and you can contact my sister and help her out.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be handy? Yeah.
Now, that's in Appalachia and where else? Well, Rose Hill, places.
Right? Yeah, yeah, North Carolina. So, yeah. All right. And then Belarus.
Hello, Tim. You are on with Dr. Jones.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for your topic today.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor mentioned the Family History Center is at the LDS Church.
Yes.
It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, not the Seventh-day Adventist.
Yes.
And they have Family History Centers that are open to the public. Limited hours and by appointment. There's no charge. They've got the computers in there. They'll help you. There's people that's their hobby and what they do. And they also have free access to Ancestry.com. You can get on there instead of having to buy it to do it at home. And they'll help you research and teach you different places to look. And a lot of them have access to local files, too, and things like that. And they still even have access to the old microfiche files that you can order. And those, they have to pay like $3 a thing to get them from Salt Lake City. But there's people just waiting and ready to help you.
That's a wonderful thing. Is that each one of the, what do they call them, the
plants? Not at every building, but each they have geographical locations called stake centers.
Yeah. How do you find the one nearest you?
If you just look in the phone book.
No, we don't use phone books anymore.
Where do you get that at?
Yeah, where do you get a phone book?
Museum?
Go to LDS.org.
Okay, LDS.org.
Type in your location, and it'll pull you up places, and it'll say Family History Center.
All right. Hey, great. Thanks for that information.
More than happy to help you. Thanks
for the topic
today.
Good morning, Jamie. You're on the air.
Good morning. I was wanting to know, my family has been living in the Cumberland Gap area since the mid-1700s, and they intermarried with a lot of Cherokee Indians, and that's where I'm hitting a lot of my roadblocks in finding any access to the Cherokee rolls.
That's a good question.
Well, unless they're taken out to Oklahoma, they won't show up in a roll. That's where the DNAconsultants.com company comes in handy. You can do that. That 18-panel ethnicity test, and if you got more than 5% Cherokee, it's going to show up.
So you're saying that only the Cherokees who were taken to Oklahoma will have any ancestry history written down?
Most of them married in with the locals so that they wouldn't be taken out west.
Oh, I see.
And
so
they married
white people so that they would not be taken out to Oklahoma, and then that stopped everything.
That's what we're finding in our family history.
Does that make sense, Jamie?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your call. Hey, Anita, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, everyone. I've been researching my paternal Carters for about 15 years now. I've done the DNA, and my dad is, his ancestors are kind of in a class all their own, so no help there. But I wanted to mention two things. Naming patterns really help when you're researching ancestors. And in desperation, I once called in a radio psychic and asked.
Really?
Yeah. And she, this psychic told me, she said, I'm getting the word Poland. I said, I have no Polish ancestry. I said, I promise they lived in Florida and Alabama and probably came from England. I said, Poland? And it turns out there's a last name, Poland.
Well, what about that?
You could be Russian with me.
You know? But, you know, don't discount anything when it comes to trying to dig up your roots.
Well, my mom always said I was from England, and now that I'm from Russia, she's still fighting it. She says, no, that's not
You're
right.
You're not going to give in.
That's not right.
Not going to do it.
You're wrong.
Oh,
mom.
Yeah.
Can you tell where someone's from by what the name is?
Not actually. Sometimes it gives you a clue, but...
Not very accurate.
I would go with that DNAconsultants.com and just do the ethnicity test. And that one's only actually $55.
Yeah, I'm an only child, and my dad passed away this past August. But before then, I had the DNA submitted, I think, to Family Tree DNA. And we found, I guess there's a certain likelihood of matches down to the fourth generation or something. The more markers you have, the better it is, obviously.
Right. Well, thanks, Anita. Thank you for sharing for us. Good morning, Johnny. You got a Thomas connection for us?
I do have a Thomas connection. I have traced my roots. I'm from Southwest Virginia, by the way, up in Bob's neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my roots back to 1674.
Oh.
And we were horse thieves in Wales.
In Wales?
Wales?
What's a whale?
Wales.
England.
Oh, Wales.
Across the pond over there.
Yeah. Well, then when did we get there from Russia? Are you not going to be with me from Russia?
So am I not in the same Thomas clan as you, Bob?
I don't know. I mean, I came from Russia with love. And here you got me going to Wales. But now you need to check out, go to thomasancestors.com and check that out and see if we overlap and then let us know.
Yeah.
There you go, Johnny.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Horse thieves. Some more show up here. Everybody had a
and
horse
thief.
We
all have something in common.
Yeah. Here's some text before we're about out of time here, but we might have time for one more call at 865-243-8255. Text says, I saw a cemetery in England where a man is buried with seven sons buried in the plot and eight different spellings of the last name between them. Boy, that's unusual.
Well, it didn't mean that the guys cutting the tombstones were brilliant.
I thought you were going to say Brantley's.
Well, they could have been Brantley's, too, and just misspelled them all. Explains a lot. I figured that out.
Does the federal government get access to this information when you're checking out ancestry?
No, it's not. It can't be used in court or anything. Yeah. Nobody sees you do these samples.
And you see, when you do a DNA sample, Bob and I did it on the air. We saw it, but I mean, you just do the swab and you send it off. But there's no way to know to say yes, Bob Thomas actually did that. There's no sworn affidavit or anything like that.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, so I mean, there's no legal aspect to it whatsoever.
So I might have submitted somebody else's DNA.
Didn't we talk about that before in the coffee beans?
To make sure the truth wasn't revealed.
Yeah, here's the text says, aren't you sure Bob wasn't abandoned by a traveling circus?
Hey, comrade. Hey.
Also in Knoxville, a local LDS Family History Center is on Gleason Road in West Knoxville.
So when you said earlier, Ed, for a reasonable price, somebody might do your research in genealogy or do the footwork. What is a reasonable price? Do you have any idea?
Well, like the other caller just had, Latter-day Saints Church, you know, a local one, can usually do this for free. There are some really good experts out in Salt Lake City. If you really want them to do it, it's going to run you about $40 an hour.
Okay.
But I would go with the local.
So if I tell them I've already been baptized and all my ancestors baptized, they probably won't look.
No, tell them you're not.
My grandfather wasn't baptized.
Well, they don't care what you say. They're going to check it to make sure.
Anyway,
because remember when we had them on the air?
Yeah, nice people.
They said, yeah, they are. They're great people. When they had them on the air, they said, we're going to do it anyway. So whether you say you've been baptized or not, they're going to baptize it. So it won't make any difference.
Right? Go to the ends of the earth.
Do we have time for one more story?
Boy, you had to make it fast.
All right, Ron, good morning. You're on the air. We got to do fast, though.
Well, I just wanted to tell you a story. My last name is Jones, and I traced back to my great-grandfather was the last Jones I could find. So I did the Y-DNA, 37 markers, and you can't always trust what your last name is because I have no Jones DNA at all.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't doubt that.
Is that right?
I would say name is not very... Once you get too far back, it's not very...
I'm a lot of things to explain McDonald's.
That. A McDonald?
Yeah.
What about that, Ron? How about that?
My closest ancestors.
So your name is Ronald McDonald, probably? Is that what you're trying to say?
Actually, the McDonald name comes from a son of a Scottish chieftain named Somerled, and his name was Ronald, R-A-N-A-L-D.
Wow.
And he's a great cook.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Dad, do we appreciate you being with us today?
Thanks for having me again.
How can people reach you if they want to talk with you, Father?
He doesn't want to reach.
He don't want to.
just send me an email at ed@ecjones.org.
ecj@ecjones.org.
E.C. Jones.
Oh, okay.
ecjones.org.
Okay, I got that.
Ed at ecjones.org.
All right, that wraps it up. I got someone put up at edandbob.com. It has nothing to do with your ancestry. It says, don't measure yourself by what you've accomplished, but what you should have accomplished with your ability. All right, Mike, great job. You and your relatives did a wonderful job.
That's Hollywood Howard over there.
Hollywood Howard and his
Hollywood
relatives.
Howard.
Shine and his relatives. Ed and his horse thieves. I'll see you tomorrow.
It seems so easy.
You're concerned my heart has hurt. It's so easy to fall in love.
In 1931, Eccles West started selling Chevrolets in East Tennessee.
Four generations later, the West family continues to provide the same superior service that makes it easy to do business. At West Chevrolet, we're proud of our rich history and our Smoky Mountain heritage. Still family-owned, we know our customers' needs and understand our role in the local community. We're committed to low prices and helping folks get the car they want on terms they want. Now, we invite you to come see the bright new look of West Chevrolet. But we'll always strive to provide the family service our customers have come to know generation after generation. So when you're ready for your next vehicle, come see us at West Chevrolet, where we try to treat every customer like a part of the family. West Chevrolet, right on top of the world-famous Airport Motor Mile and worldwide at westchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.